You are listening to the audio edition of The Economist.
Still in the Asia section.
China and America spar at sea. Naked aggression with an impeccable sense of timing.
A retired Chinese admiral likened the American Navy to a man with a criminal record wandering just outside the gate of a family home. The Chinese said America's National Intelligence Director Dennis Blair had become more aggressive in asserting their maritime claims. Just as the two countries prepare for their presidents to meet, bickering has broken out. It is unclear whether it is over some silly local muscle flexing or a deliberately engineered provocation. It would all sound familiar to George Bush, who faced a similar spat with China soon after becoming president 8 years ago. Then, as now, the argument is about American military activity in China's vicinity. For Mr. Bush, the mid-air collision of a Chinese fighter with an American spy plane in April 2001 became the first foreign policy crisis of his presidency. For President Obama, a standoff in the South China Sea between an American naval ship and five Chinese vessels is not such an emergency. In 2001, a Chinese pilot died and the 24 members of the spy plane's crew were held for 11 days. No one was killed or captured this time. It is a reminder, however, that for all the talk of friendship, China can still get very prickly. According to the Americans, their unarmed ship, impeccable under naval supervision but with a civilian crew, was peacefully surveying the ocean floor in international waters about 120 kilometers, that's 75 miles south of China's Hainan Island. Five Chinese boats, naval and civilian, approached her on March 8th. Chinese sailors reportedly waved Chinese flags and told the Impeccable to leave. The Impeccable turned fire hoses on one boat to stop her getting too close. Chinese sailors stripped to their underwear as their boat closed in. Two of the Chinese boats forced the Impeccable to do an emergency stop before she eventually withdrew. The Chinese say the Impeccable was on a spy mission. Detecting submarines is indeed one of her roles, and Hainan is home to Chinese submarine bases. Moreover, says China's foreign ministry, the vessel was in China's exclusive economic zone. It accused the Impeccable of violating international and Chinese law. The Americans said it was the Chinese who had broken international law by not respecting the safety of a lawful ocean user. Mr. Blair said the incident was the most serious since the 2001 affair. According to the Pentagon, it was the latest in a series of incidents this month involving Chinese harassment of American naval vessels, about which the Pentagon had kept diplomatically quiet until the latest encounter. Neither country will want to let the quarrel disrupt the preparations for Mr. Obama's meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Hu Jintao, in the margins of the G20 summit in London in April. It will be their first face-to-face meeting, though Mr. Obama spoke to the Chinese president by phone soon after taking office. China's Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi, on a visit to America to prepare for the summit this week, agreed with his counterpart Hillary Clinton that their countries should work together to ensure such incidents are avoided. During a visit to Beijing last month, Mrs. Clinton said she did not think it realistic to expect global economic recovery without Chinese and American cooperation and leadership. Military cooperation is another matter. Talks between the two sides' armed forces resumed last month after a 5-month suspension imposed by China in protest over American arms sales to Taiwan. American officials remain wary of China's secretive naval buildup, which is likely to intensify. A Chinese admiral said recently that it was very necessary to build an aircraft carrier, a move that would heighten American unease. Further close encounters in the Western Pacific are inevitable and could always and quickly turn nasty.